We are on Daf Memvav Amud Beis. We have learned the Mishnah and Rashi. Before we go to the Gemara, let us learn Tosfos. Amaitzi Ishtoi Mishum Eilanis. Now, when we learned Rashi, Rashi seems to learn that Mishum Eilanis means she was Avadai Eilanis, Neshle Hikilbok Shekonso. And Rashi says, Afapikain, you need a get. Because another ma'isa bilosa bilas nus, even though it would be kedushay toys, but after nisuin is boyal l'shem kedushin. Hamaitzi ishtay mishem aylanis, mashma hoche the aylanis boy get. An aylanis needs a get. If an aylanis would not need a get, so the layachze won't help the situation in any way. Amaitzi Ishtay Mishum Eilanis would mean say he sent her away because it's a Mekach Tois. And then we'll find out it's not a Mekach Tois. She could have children, so she's an Eishes Ish. So there's no tikkun on that. So Kochet speaking about it, he gave a get. And the Layachzer is a tikkun that he can be Mekalkal with the Nesinus HaGet. The time the Bereshi of Omis Mashme, the Loi Boy get. From the Gemara, from the Mishnah in the beginning of Yavomis, Vais Tois, that an Eilanis does not need a get, Tabi Kedushay Tois. Visnan, Vekulon Shemesu, all the Arayis, if they died before the husband died, before the brother died, Oishemiyanu, they were Mamayim, Aishanimsu Eilanis, Tzoreseyem Mutores. So the tzores are muta because it comes out, there never was a tzores erva b'shas nefila. So v'aistachos, the husband died, the brother died, now we found that they were islanders, so we say she never was his wife. So the tzore was never tzores erva, so tzoreseyem mutores. So you don't need a get. Here it seems you do need a get. V'yeshloima, so Tosfos says, pshat na mishneh, not like Rashi. Here we're speaking about a Sophic islandess. He didn't know Klof, she's an islandess or not. He gave her a get because maybe she's an islandess. She had some simonim. She didn't have all the simonim. He didn't know if she's an islandess or not. So Memele, that's why he gave her a get. Teida. Midiktoni Seife, I'll bring you a raya that the Mishnah is speaking about a Sophic islandess. It says, Nises la'ache b'hoyu l'bonim. She had children. Be'ilu v'ade islandess ain't l'lefuit. An islandess can never have children. Midipolik, midipligi Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva ba'ol. Bisris chamo d'yesh lo'y refuit. Z'machloikis tanoim if a soris b'shas leide. Asoris b'day shamayim, if the hairs are refuah, b'chilitz, b'chilitz and lishtis, is a barakom Hashem, the machloik is tanoim. U'ba'aylanis loy pligi. Now we have here, asoris is, srischame is b'day shamayim, was noilad, shein eroi lahoilad. And there we have a machloikis. And by aylanis we do not find a machloikis. If Yeshua refuah, Sabaistais and Ayunis, can't have children. There's no machlaikis in that. So, and here it says, Namishne Nises Voyulabonim. So how could that be? So Al Kolchoch, we're speaking about a Suffolk Ayunis. Raya number one. Raya number two, Bidashina per Kamadi Yavomis, Asher Teleid Pratla Ayunis. We have a Miat. An Ayunis does not fall the Yibum because you need a Bar Heilode. So, how can you be Mayat an islandess? If we'll say an islandess can also have children, so how will you be Mayat an islandess? Why says an islandess is behechlet alav ba'achilod. Vahoda omar sore imeinu islandess hoisus, if ektachtois is behevakash on this whole yesod. Because the Gemara says in Yevamah, sore imeinu islandess hoisus, and shilamaisa shared Yitzchak. Hey, maskirim maisen nisim. That is not a choche that an islandess could have a child. That's Maisa Nisim. Kedem Rinen Gabi Iyuv Bereish Eilu Treifes. Iyuv, it says in the Posek that the Moro of Iyuv was Nishpach. The Moro said that's one of the Treifes. How could Iyuv live? So the Moro says, I'm a bin Raimi Maisa Nisim. Agavuch Edachsach Mer, the Mephoshim say, Rashi holds, we do learn out from Sori Meina that about the islanders could also have children. But Maisa Nisim, there's a possibility. Vahod, so fine. So Tosfos says, the Mishnah cannot be talking about the islanders. Because I have a Mishnah in Yevomis, that by says, about the islanders does not need a get. If Nimtza Islanders is Kedushay Tois, not a Tzalas Elbe. And here by says you do need a get, so you must hear the two Mishnahs. So by Emerson, this is a Shrekla Chakash and Rashi. Rashi by Stochois, that an islanders does need a get. But that's when someone says, it could be the Mishnah in Yevomis could be speaking about, she was an Arusa. Ashi also was an Arusa's Kedushay Toys. Ashi just said, after Nisuin, in other Moshe be lost, be Laznus, that's why you need again. But the Mishnah in Yevomis, Lachayra could be speaking about an Arusa. An Arusa is Taka Kedushay Toys. V'hod the pligi b'hamada. But Taisvus holds, Taisvus is chaylik on Rashi, Taisvus holds, and Ailon is achilu after Nisuin is kedushay tois. V'hod the pligi b'hamada, b'kitcha al tnai, b'konsostam, the boy get mishim, they know the maisi b'los, they b'los mos. So now Taisvus is asking Akasha and himself. The Gemara says such a yesai, the way Rashi says, Rashi says that the Gemara says kitcha al tanai. Person was mekadish and isha al tanai, the konsol stam. And bishas nisuin, he didn't mention the tanai. So the Gemara says the boy you get, even though amanash ain lecha mumim, and she had mumim, but he didn't say anything bishas the nisuin. So I say that he's making nisuin. I say he's making Nisuyin a filo, she has moment, because in other ways to be lost, to be listeners. So why don't I say the same thing by islanders? So Taisa says two chalukim, hainu bishah mumim, the mochel, a mum, a person could be mochel, he made kedushin lechatchila, a manash ain lecha mumim, that he's looking for a shleima without mumim. Bishas the Nisuyin, he decided, he didn't say anything, so he's saying, Mistome, he's Moichel that Noim. He was Makabal already, so this will be his wife, finished. It's Hinutash Laimen. This is something that people can live with. It's only preferable she shouldn't have Mumin, but, I'm Toile, since Bishas the Nisuyin, he didn't say anything, so he's Moichel that Noim, and this is not a far-fetched possibility to be moichel mumin. People are moichel. Avu ba'ilun is loy moichel. A person will never be mistapik with an islandess. He'll never be happy to have a isha an islandess that's a lot less bonim. So memele, so when it comes to the nisuyin, so I have a kasha, so why didn't he say anything? It's understood. An islandess, they don't have to say. There's no rightful reason to assume that since he didn't say Zarai is Mekabala for whatever she is. A person is never Mekabala an islandess. A islandess leimoch. That's number one. So Memeles, I have to assume even though I know the Oisbos, but I know the Mnoisi islandess. That way it's over. They know the Oisabilos, Ibilisnus. But then Taisa says another lumdus. So the first lumdus is that it's not a double which people will be mavata. And another lumdus Taisa says, void the mumin masika daite, shemaloy iskayim adnai, the shrichi uboil the shem kedushna, but I will not say shrich, le masik livel the shem kedushna. That means you have to have a kavone mefureshes, I'm boil the shem kedushna. That means I have to take everything in consideration. Maybe Taka the Kedushin was Machal. Maybe she had Mumin. Maybe this, maybe that.
So my mele in the bar, I know the mice be lost be lost nus, I'm boil now the shame. I'm boil now the shame kedushin. So, but you need a positive kavona leave the shame kedushin. So something that was olal daitoi, that could be a sibet, he be mevatel the kedushin. He had made it naim and ashein lacham bumim. So my mele now when he's boil, so he's thinking, it's a milsa de shchiche, people have bumim. The mumim masigadaita, shemulis ka de shchichi. That means people know there are mumim, and now he's being boiled, so he has to realize, look what I'm getting into, if I'll be makpid on yoifi, that she shouldn't have mumim, I'll end up with a bilas nusrahman in Islam. So my mele, he takes everything into consideration, that fellow, she has mumim, I'm boiled, shem kadush. But since he doesn't dream that she's an islandess, so my mele, there's no kavone mefureshes l'shem ishus. There's no kavanah mekavesis l'shem isha. So without a beferish kavanah, without a so she can't become ishtoi. So that's why an islandess is never his wife. That's mitzpakant. The goyin says in Chumash that the Rebbein Shalom told the Melech Hoshe b'feishes ishki novihu. So what is the hemshech? Since he's a novi, that's why he should return. So that's me, the Goyin says that Abimelech tainted, she was an eyewitness. So she's not an Ashes Ish. So Memele, so was Vilma from my Leben. So he says, no, he know you. Avraham Avinu was a Novi. He knew she was an eyewitness. Taken to Taisus and Yibomis, that says the same thing. That even though by every eyewitness, is Taka Kedushay Tois with all these Cheshbainis, but he know you. Yeah. Really, we have to understand Klal over there. And first of all, you have to know. I mean, when Avraham Avinu married her, how old they were? If she had already brought Simone Islandess. I mean, by one name, you can tell if she's an Islandess or not. Nifl say he married her when she was young. So. But later, Zichusha, she was an islandess. I mean, so what happened later? I mean, so later, Zicha, Taine, and Avraham Avinu, another Marisa, Bilaisa, Bilaznus. So I mean, that would he continue to be with Sarah. Perhaps it could be, I don't know, what did one of the Mephoshim say? That when Avraham Avinu realized that Sarah's a lot bas bonim, she was peyrish from her. Because he held that's a bia shalai l'shem haylode. There's a pshita kliyoka on the Rashi that says this. So it could be that, so then it's good the chash b'neisis. When he was by, at the time when he was by law, before he knew she was an islandess. Later he wasn't by law, he was by rish mimena. So then it's good. So that bia was, Taisvi says he's not Baal Hashem Mishas. So Taisvi's writer. Behold is not. Peh kamon in the zoinis amema enes vashniya vailanis ein lehem ksube. They don't have a ksube. The mashme abol gita boi. The hochi daik vamadel such a losh ein lehem ksube vaisais a ksube naat abo a get they need a get. Kabikonsa stamp and imtsu. So Taisa says, that's true, this loshin einlam ksube is mashma that you need to get, but it's not talking on all three. We're talking about three cases over here. Menes, vashniya, vailanis. Shumshniya, nokatochi. This mashmois, which would seem that a get they do need is going on shniya. Takochach, menes, loiboy get. A menes, zicha does need a get. So memele, we can't be medayik from that an islandess needs again. Inami ba'amad eloi dayik, this whole diyik, ksuba lesla v'gita isla, elam ishim detoni b'reish eini mekadeshes. We have there two bobas, and reish says eini mekadeshes. So b'seif, et ha'itze shaloi b'ksuba. So we hear, but reish says she's not mekudish, and b'seif, it says only she doesn't get a ksuba.
So from there it would seem that she doesn't need a get. That's for Kadeshes. Only a Ksubit she doesn't get. V'hod amrinen, Koten uktano, Loi chelzin, V'loi miyadmen. It says, Koten uktano, Loi chelzin, V'loi miyadmen. Why are you miyadmen aktane? This according to Rameis, Chayish l'miyute, Shemo timotze islandess. Because maybe she's an islandess. Who knows? Not an islandess, but maybe she's an islandess. And if she's an islandess, if she is an islandess, so in the so therefore we wait till she becomes a daila, then we'll see if she brings some on the islandess. I just had a yesod about the islandess is not a wife. She's a kedusha tois. If she is an islandess, then she's muta. She's not an islandess, so then she's okakli yibum. So what is pshat in Rameya? What is pshat this lechotim v'loy miyadmin? I'm Rabbeinu Tam, the husband with the kibla lavis makes avim the kekimte. They're speaking about that the brother, the mace, when he married her, he said, "Befeirish, I'm marrying you after the yarnayloness." He said, "Bepem mole, I'm a," and that's the whole. Then the Mishnah is speaking about tafke such a case that the kibble lava, not kibble lava, so my mele then it's ichanakedushay toys. He got the Mishnah in bepeg ben tzayim. Zok te gemara. We heard in the Mishnah, "Amoytze is ishtem mishum ayloness, Rabbi Yehuda lo yachze v'chom emaymim yachze." So the pashtus is Rabbi Yehuda is chayish lekilkula. The chachamim are not chayish lekilkula. So this is mamish v'nahapachu for what we learned in the daf memheyam at beis. Memheyam at beis amaitis ishtoi mishum neder lo yachzer. And there we understood pshat as als kilkula. That's what the Tanna Kamma holds. Lo yachzer mishum kilkula. That was the first lashon of Rabbi Yosi ben Menyumi. Mishum nedani metziacha, taimamai mishum kilkula. Rabbi Yehuda says that, kol neder shiodo by rabim lo yase, so Rabbi Yehuda learned als pritzusa. Rabbi Yehuda did not learn als kilkula. So, and daf mem heyam et beis, the chachamim hold of kilkul, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of kilkul. And here, and daf mem bovam et beis, v'nahapachu. That what Rabbi Yehuda holds of Kilkul, and Rabbanan don't hold of Kilkul. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda chayshul Kilkul. Rabbanan lai chayshul Kilkul. But Yipra Sheminulu, this not a maitzah zishni mishim shemra, lo yachzer. Shul neder, lo yachzer. Rabbi Yehuda ime kol neder, shodo be rabim lo yachzer, shodo be rabim yachzer. Alma Rabbanan chayshul Kilkul. They did not differentiate, because they learned the Tamez als Kilkul. Rabbi Yehuda lai chayshul Kilkul. So Shmuel said that Yehudshibesen right. So we have to be mahapach the Mishnah. Amitzis ishte shemayilnes chachomim moimrim lo yarzel chayshul kolkula. Rabbi Yudaim lo yarzel is not chayshul kolkula. Zut the Gemara weiter. So the Gemara asks Shmuel. Amir diktoni seif yitami Rabbi Yud is not chayshul kolkul nise is laacher. Bahoyu labonim heimenu. This is lach bahoyu labonim heimenu vehi teivas ksuboso. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ima lo shtikusach yochem midiburech, because if you're among the ksube, then there'll be a kilkul. He will say that what if I would have known by giving you a get, I'd have to pay a ksube. I never would give you a ksube. So Rabbi Yehuda is chayish for kilkul. Bechlad Rabbi Yehuda chayish for kilkul. So the Moses says, "Ami Eipach, Nanat Rabbiuday Mechamim Maimrim." Aba Yehoma La Oylam Loit Eipach. You don't have to be Fadrei by the ganze Mishneh. Rabbi Yehuda does hold of Kilku. Rabbi Yehuda holds of Kilku. So why did he say that? Kenedo Sheyodo by Rab Malz Pritzusa. So think about all the Dorim. They should be a din of lo yachzer als kilkul. So Abaye said, Abaye omalil me teper, Rabbi Yehuda behi sobo lo kerameya. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Meir, Besovolo, Kerabalos, and he holds like Kabalos. And the door, Betzorich, and neither that Zorich, Akiras, Chochem, Sovolo, Kerabalos, or then Odom Reishi, Shetispaza, Ishte Bebezna. So another that needs a Hakiras Chochem, there's no kilkul. Let us say, if I would have known, I would send you the Bezna. There's no such thing. Ain't Odom Reishi, Shetispaza, Ishte Bebezna. You would never have done such a thing. So Mamela Nedo Shetzorch Kiras Chochom, there's no Shash Kilko. Bitzorich Sabalo Kabalozo Shane Tzorich Nedo that he himself could be made for Sabalo Kame, there's also no Kilko. So what kind of Kilko is? You should be made for it. You know that you can be made for Nidre Ishtacho. But there's no Kilko. So if you want me for Zarai, it's a great finish on the nether. The before she asked, is this Abaye Lechere, we had a double problem. We had a problem that Rabbi Yehuda in the previous mission is not Chayesh Lekilku, and that Abaye said a beautiful tale, like in the previous mission is not Chayesh Lekilku, because by Nidorim there's no Kilku, Al Sabaloso, Al Sameya. Then another Kasha, Kasha, the Rabbona, the Rabbona, there the Rabbona, Chayesh Lekilku. Here Abaye didn't answer anything. So others want to say, Abaye held could be the Rabbona, Rabbona, Bechlaun, or Kasha, because we had two Lashonis. If the Rabbonin hold out Pritzusa, or they hold out Kilkul, so Mela Abaye held, could be they hold out Pritzusa. Sometimes they know Shver, not Shver, to the Shainis. Amarove, but Rove is Moira de Sore, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda Kashe, the Rabbonin, the Rabbonin, the Kashe, El Amarove, the Rabbi Yehuda do the Kashe, Kedishaninom, like we mentioned before, that he holds like a Beloza, and he holds like a Meir, and therefore there's no Chash Kilku. Bye. There's no Chash Kilku. Bye. Bye, Neder. Rabbona Nabonu Leikashe, Man Chachomim Rameya. The Chachomim of our Mishnah is Rameya. The Chachamim of our Mishnah is Rameya. According to Rameya, if there's no Tnai Kofel, there's no Kilkul. So our Mishnah is speaking about without Kfeilas. The previous Mishnah is speaking about with Kfeilas. Let us see what Rashi says. Mechlal Rabbi Yehuda Chayshul Kilkul, Shemidbov Lamadnu. Shemir tzaloi ma'amanas eilenis, eilenis gerashticho, hoye mekalkulo. That's what he said, it didn't have lo yachzer. Lo yisayper, rabiu davadi chayish lo kilkulo. Vagabi neda, haino taime de lo yachayish. Vaksobaleki kilkulo, neda atoch kiyas chochem sobalo krabalosa. In odom roises his baze ishte bebezn, hilkach lo yimotsu lo meime, ilio yisi yodeya. Because Avila he would have known he never would have sent her to Bezlam. Shane it's orich. So we look at me, domain about toye. Benedo should be your delahofer. He can't say if I would have known. You know, everyone knows you could be Mayfa. Vein yocholay malach as men hisi deish han yocholofer lo gerashtich. Man chachomim domrim hoche yachzer a meyari. Doma ve meseches kedushin kot nai sheine kofu. He only said
one thing that I'm giving you a get because you're an islandist, and that's it.
He didn't say, if you're not an islandist, it should not be a get. Hashtag a get of the ain't an islandist, like Mozilla Kalkalo. It is very interesting how Rashi over here says the Tutz Dodim.
Rashi all of a sudden, the second tzad says, if you're not an islandist, it shouldn't be a get. Now, l'chayre, in the first Mishnah, l'chayre, it's speaking about koflei. L'chayre, it's different. There, it's speaking about that he said, mishum maitzi shemra ni maitzi achon. If the maitzi shemra is not emes, I wouldn't give you a get. He's not saying that the get should not be a get. He's giving reasons why he's giving the get. That means he's saying as follows. You know I'm giving get because I heard a Meitzi Shema, and if Meitzi Shema, according to Rameya, Meitzi Shemra is not true, I wouldn't be giving you a get. Then he said, I raise a guitar. So he, Bishas the Geirishin, he explained why he's giving the get, and both thought it. Rashi, if Meitzi Shemra is not true, it's not a get. He didn't say that. He said, Meitzi Shemra is not true, I would not have given you a get. Before we go to Fa'emfa, why Rashi there learned like that and here learns like this, but let us explain, it's very convenient that Rashi Takadeh learned like that. Because there, what is the Kilku? He gave a whole Lagdama. Before he gave the get, he said a drosha. What was the drosha? I'm giving you a get because I heard Meitzi Shema. Meitzi Shema is not true. I wouldn't give you a get. That was the drosha. And after this whole drosha, he hands over the get. I raise a gitar. So there, but after this whole drosha, we told them, you won't be able to remarry her. He goes and gives over the get. So, from this, we derive that the whole drosha was above a maaser. That means we told them, la'yarzer. So, do research, find out, isn't it true? He said a whole drosha, if the Meitzi Shemra is not true, I would never give you a get. So fine. So we told them, but listen, if you give it a get, it's too late, you can never be with her. So if it's true what you're saying, so wait a minute, take off a 6-month leave and be mevarech. If it is true, if it's not true, that what he gave the get right away is a raya that the whole hakdama was falsh. He just said hakdama to make her feel good, whatever it is, but that's very good if this cheshbon is very good if he just gave reasons why he's giving the get. So we say, we hear your reasons, but now, for actions speak louder than words, I see these are not true reasons. By our Rashi, Tzemayishpul, here is a different vote. I'm giving you a get because you're an islandist. If you're not an islandist, it shouldn't be a get. He was speaking about he may take up nine to add some get. So the Avnei Miluim says the reason why we changed the nusach of the Amira before the Geirishin is as follows. He brings down a sofik in the Mishnah Melech. He says that there's a difference between a tnai l'sha'ova and a tnai l'haba. A tnai l'sha'ova means that if this whole chalais that I'm making is dependent on what had previously occurred. I don't know what occurred. But that's what I'm saying, both studying. But I'm saying this chalais gerishin is, if there was a true Meitzi Shema, wasn't a true Meitzi Shema, Yonaderes. So all these things, since the Maise, or the Maise is dependent on the Tanai that he spoke out, and it's already Mavura, that means it's either true, it's a true Maitse Shema, not a true Maitse Shema. So we do not need Mishpatei Hatnoim, I feel according to Ameya. As long as I hear two Tzadim, that means he really means both Tzadim. So Memela, so she's That's sufficient. I don't need Mishpatei Atnoyim. Mishpatei Atnoyim means I'm toiler the chalois and the tnai. Here there was no Mishpatei Atnoyim, it's just giving reasons why he's giving the get. Atnai l'sha'ova, you don't need Mishpatei Atnoyim. Atnai l'haba, that means I'm making a maise, and I want it, but this maise I want should be dependent on something that'll happen later. To be a bit of a tnai, I don't want this maise to occur. So there, you need mishpatei atnoi. So therefore, over here, the Avnei Miluim says, here the tnai was a different tnai. The tnai was, I gave you a get because I had intentions. If I find out, if you'll have children, if you'll be nisrape, I would never go, I would take you back. And if I would have known you wouldn't come back, I never would have given you a get. So this tnai is totally in asida. See, you need mishpatei atnoim. So that's why Rashi said over here that according to Rameyer, the second tzad has to be mekusher to the chalois. That's mishpatei atnoim. You can't stamazoi relate to us reasons why you're giving the get. You have to be mevayel. You have to be toiled the chalois and put mishpatei atnoim. Oy malosh shtikuseich yofa midiburech. Now we had in the Mishnah that a person gave his wife, but says ishay with your violinist. And then later, Nisus Lacha, Bohoyulah Bonimimimim. So, Oymela, so now she comes to Ksubit. She says, the reason you didn't give me a Ksubit, that's a Mekartoy, she never machayed herself to give an Ionis a Ksubit. But now you have children, so you see, I'm a Baal, a Basbonim, so I want a Ksubit. So, Abuda says, better keep quiet, because if you're gonna start making a tumult, and you're gonna slap him to Mez, you're gonna machayed him a Ksubit, which, you're right, Taka owes a Ksubit. If you're gonna do it, so then you could be in hot water, because then he's gonna say, if I would have known that giving you a get would cost me a Ksubit, I never given you a get. So, Memele, so, we tell her, Shtikusech Yofa Midiburech. That means, you keep quiet. Don't talk about a Ksubit. If you don't talk about a Ksubit, so you also won't talk. So Memele, so then finish. So he's not giving you a ksuba, even though Allah owes you a ksuba, but you're not mourning the ksuba. He's not giving you a ksuba. He won't, I know, if I would have not, he's not giving a ksuba, so there's no complaints over here. That is what Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah. Ve'im toima, fractaisvis, ve'im hi shoska, good. We'll get an attorney to quiet her down, we'll tell monet, it's taiboscha. Aber ein Mann mich aus Kine, ich meine, Besen heißt der Teine, number one, Rabbi Yigio, our Exuba, she is a Basbonim. And then we should also Teine, and since you are Exuba, so Lamaise, she is not, the get is not a get. I mean, it's not, but just by hushing up the wife doesn't take away the problem which arose through that she has children. The hochi porich apope besoy perek abol yevim, toy gabi nises l'revi, v'hoyu lo bonu. They are speaking about as follows. They are speaking about that an isha was married to three husbands. First was when she didn't have children. But there was unclear who the Sibba was. So it was her, it was her husband. So she gets a Ksubit. It's not Reyesir. If by the third husband, she didn't have children, so then it's Huzika that she's a Lapas Bodhi. The third husband didn't give her a Ksubit. She got married to her fourth husband and she had children. After she got married to the boss and she had children, she goes over to the third husband, has a tzurabi, I can have children. Give me a ksubit. So the Gemara says, you tell her, listen here, you can want a ksubit, shtikusech yofa midiburech. It means you didn't have money in your ksube, so my mail, I never give you a get, but I have to give you a ksube, and so now your zisa kindlech, which came into this world, I'm mamzerim. The Gemara says that. So the Gemara asked this kasha, im hi shoskin, anam hi shoskin. I mean, this is not something that can be hushed up. It's a big problem over here. Doch ich poch a pop es hebe gaboyevim, te gabinis es lovi, ivo i labonim. Vi es loima. So Taisvis, first of all, says like this. Number one. This whole inyan that he's going to taina, if I would have known that I would have to give you a ksuba, I never would have given you a get. Dostam nami lehave elolaz. Dostam gershom. And don't tell me, Baba Mises, what you thought. And those, you gave a get stam. You did not give an inkling that the only reason you gave the get because you wanted to pay a ksuba. Lehave elolaz. Dostam gershom. That's number one. That means Taisus learned and that Memvava Med Aleph that Asugya also, this whole kilkel is also only a kilkel of laws. There was no true Tanai over here, so it's only a laws. It's Adonum Deneg, Taisus says. So over there also, this whole Shtikusa, Yafu Bizibuch, it's also a Meduba that there'll be a loss. If you're going to want a ksuba, there's going to be a loss. Yeah. Fine. Number one. Number two. Uporich ha-pope. So, now you have to understand, if the whole thing is a loss, and then the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. So what's ha-pope's kashibim? He shoska, nam he shoskin. What do you mean? What's there to talk about? If the whole thing is a loss. That means, when he gave the get, he never spoke out, Rocha Bitra Kana, I'm giving the get because I don't have to give a ksubit. So the whole thing is a laz. So, Mishoskan, Anam Mishaskina, sure, well, Zichabishaisikam, and why should we be Mekalko the get? Rocha Pope, so it says, Pshat in the Kushev Rapope Mishoske, the Avalon Lesaki Nami Hosom, the Loyarzer, Shaloye Laske, the Tokin Och. That means, a fellow Shish Shoisek, but we should make sure that he's not gonna pop up. And make a lot. If I would have known that you could have children, and they were giving you a get. So wants to take it back. He can make a big laws over there. So let's make a takona like we made a takona over here, Layasa. Umishani elavadai. The lav hochi afilu laws like it. The hashtu the boris. So the Gemara answers over there. This is the teretz on a few kashas. The teretz is that over there's no problem whatsoever. The hashtahu the boris. I mean, now that she had children, she married three men, she was unable to have children. She married a fourth husband, now she had a child. What's pshat in this? Pshat is that till then she was unable to have children. Taka hashtahu the boris. It's a min hashamayim, but v'shikter ha-rafuah. And now she's able to have children. So memele. So there's no laws. What kind of laws? If I would have known, what do you mean if you don't know? When you gave her a get, she was taka unable to have children. Now that she has children, ashtu the boris. So memele. So now she can have children. But when you gave her a get, she was a labas bonim. Well, my time, Eloi Motzla Mitzvah Ksuba, if I can't, everything is good. Now, the Gemara falls off from this whole thing. Not that we're chayish for laws. No. There's no problem over there. There's no shoros of laws. There's no tviya of Ksuba, because I'm toila. That was from three husbands, she couldn't have a child, as I, she was then a lav bas bonim. From the
fourth husband she got a child, so she became a bas banim. But there's no laz, there's no tzvius ksube. Aval hochem. But over here, there's no laz whatsoever. There's no laz that will come with a taina. I would have known you're not an islandess. I wouldn't have given you a get. Because I want you back. We said layafza. Here there's no laws over here. We told him right away, there's a din of layafza. Here we have a takon already. So memele, so of this laws of passing the get, because if you would have known that she's an islandess, that laws pachlal is not applicable there, because we told him that you, by giving her a get, you'll never be able to remarry her. So you can't tie him up. I would have known that. Like Rashi says, I gave the get because I thought I'd take you back. That's not true, because we told you you'll never be able to take her back. So this laws is not applicable over here because of the layachzer. Avalochim, he shows, kanana, mishas kine, the lekalaz, give me the tikkun, the layachzer. Be also, Samamela, if she'll keep quiet about the ksuba, we won't talk about the ksuba at all. Be also, the mitzvah ksuba, but if she's gonna be, adin yikev esaho, she's gonna be teiveya the ksuba, motziyomala, adaita, the yahivne ksuba, loy girashticha. That means we just tell her to keep quiet. Don't mount the ksuba. See, you won't get a ksuba. If you're going to mount a ksuba, you can be in hot water. Then that we can't help you. So that, therefore, in our Mishnah, we just tell her, don't mount the ksuba. V'hosom da'ayri be'yakore davke. Over there, the Gemara, that we say that b'chlau she can't mondik su, but that's speaking about an akore. The shayach has to the boris. The shayach to say such a concept that when he gave her a get, there's no kilkul, there's no tviyas ksube. When he gave her a get, she was a lavas bonim. Has to the boris. Avol hochet the ayri besofik aylonus ki the parash. The Taisus said that that's the previous Taisus. Speaking about the Sophic Islanders. So, now we found out she never was a Dalos. So theoretically she couldn't monak subit. But then he's gonna say, you'll be Makalkos. We tell her, keep quiet. But Shechleim has to the boss. Afilu la Rabbonon de loichaishi hoche le kilkule. Rabbonon here on that chayish since le kofle le tnoi, by chosen shaper anami shuskinen, the Maider Rabbanon Hosam the Mishum the Ein Lo Bonim Girsha Shekvar Niseis Lashnayim Lohoyu Lo Bonim. That means there it's Muchach that the whole Gerishin was because this was the third person already and it's Huzak she's a Labas Bonim. That's why he gave her a get. So Mameila there, you don't need even a Tanai Kofu to make a Laz. Vim Taima Besoyif Per Kamba the Nide Gabi Isha Shein Lo Vest. Porich, so says lo yachzer. Nisha shein lo vest. So there's a problem. Nisha shein lo vest, we are chayish, that maybe, since she doesn't have a kavua deke sibbe to bring on ariya, she's holo temikrim. So maybe, tashmish is also a sibbe that brings on ariya. So we're chayish, that could be she's a very machmas tashmas. It says over there, Isha Shein lo vest, lo yachzer. Now, if he gave her a get, lo yachzer. So, poshe pshat is, we'll see, al skilkul. We'll see that later. But it says lo yachzer. So the Gemara asks, pshitud lo yachzer. He's not allowed to be machzer her because he's not allowed to be with her because maybe she's a very machmas tashmas. Mishani lo tzricha dohoda iske. No, speaking about, the layasa speaking about, that things got niskan, as she became an isha, she eshlo vest, and now he wants to remarry her. So layasa. Ma de teime lahadre, kamash malon, zimne da ozlo minsevet.
So Mamela, and then there'll be a Laz, and there'll be a Kilkul. So that's why Loyachza. So Loyachza is, even though now it was Niskan, is Loyachza. Factoises are Mailumin and Hossam Hashtag the Boris. Just like we hear in the Gemara in Yevomis, Anisha that couldn't have children. And later, by the fourth husband, she has children. We say there's no shash kilkul because ashtu the boris. When you gave a get, she was in a different matzev. Later, she became in a different matzev, ashtu the boris. So the same thing could be the same thing, but it's isha she lavest, ashtu the boris. And for Taisu, she's like the awesome kivin shinis rapes, arei moyelo sam refuah. This Indian to control a vest, this is controllable by medicine. That means the medicines were always around. He was not enough, well medically educated to know that there is this refuah to be mesader avest. So Mamela, their talk is a mokim lekilku. Masha'in came, Anisha that didn't have children by three husbands. Pshadis, she's a lab bas bonim. I, by the fourth husband, she had children, and she had angerous in Belton. I mean, she was Miss Powell and those. But after the Boris, there was a Shini Take. So where is the past after the Boris? There is no Kilkul, there's nothing. Then, Bishaz Geirish, she was a La Bas Bonim, later she became a Bas Bonim. But, Aroyim, Isha Shane Lovest, if the medicine works on her, so she all the time she was already a potential isha she has lavest. Zokte Mishnevayt, amoiches atzmoi bezbonov loiv dekechom. Ein poidin oisai. Will not be poidin, abo poidin bezbonim lachem mises aviyam. Ein poidin zokrashi. Oil the rogel the karka, the muki big mora, busha mocha, bushana vishilish. So speaking about, amoicha es atzmoi, smoy the kechasam sefer, says pshat in this gemora, it gets stuck in the gemora, weiter dach mam zayn, but let's just say pshat in this gemora. There's a posik, a person sold himself, laiker mishpachas ger, gulati yaloi. He told himself, don't let him remain there. The Moses Kehechadol Atami Bein Anochim. Shouldn't become, he finds himself in a very dangerous sphere. He'll become like a Koidol Atami Bein Anochim. There's a mitzvah gula tiyala. There's a tiyala kechsam seifa. Hamoicher as atzme loivet kechom. So Emerson said, it's a pasuk, gulatila, you have to get him out. He sold, he was an onus. He needed money. Fine, I'm a gulatila, we can't let this remain. So that, therefore the Gemara says, v'hu shemochal b'shona b'shilos. This is the third time already. So, that means, till three times, we'll be paid to him. So we want to make that he should not remain by the Goyim. That's two, three times. The third time already we see that doesn't bother him. He's very much good. He's selling himself every time we pay them. He sells himself nachamo. So then there's no inyan of latziloi shleyitame shreyakochach loytzehu litame. He wants to, we see that. So to be matrik on the tzibur, to be poidin after three times, we will not do such a thing. That is what it says in the Mishnah. Meichas atzmoi, bezbono loivik kechom neim poidin oisoi, avo poidin esabonim lachem mises aviyim, we'll see later what. Yeah. Zok the Gemara, Omar Avasi vohu shemocha b'shono b'shilash. Neim poidin oisoi means, this already happened three times, so we see this person wants to be metam himself. So therefore, Zem played in Isa. Hanu b'nei bei Michsi, you were people in the city of Michsi, the Yasvi Zuzi me'ev dikahom, used to borrow from Goyim, v'havlu l'mefrino, and when it came time to pay up, they did not have money to pay up. Also, v'kogalvalu, so the Goyim went, and they captured them, they took them as a bodim. Also, l'kamei d'rabune, so they said, no, a mitzvah p'din shvuyim, to be paid there. Amalu, my evid luchu, the son of Moichas Atzmei, was born with Krom, main paidin ois. Not paidin. You, but the ungemach, that what they captured you, they made you for vodim. There was a, you borrowed money, you didn't pay. So my mailer, that's where they took you for vodim. That's our Mishnah. Amalu, Rababali, le matani rabbeinu, vu shemocha, vishona, vishilish. They also do this. This isn't the first time. So memele, so borrowing and being taken for avodim is equivalent to selling oneself. Nebe michsi zetashim mokim govlo yeshayvim moisam lavodim. Ahu gavre dezovin nafshe liludoi. He sold himself to Ludoi. Who's Ludoi? Ume Sha'ichlin B'nei Odom. These are cannibals. That he sold himself to them. Oma Yosel Lakami de Rabami. Oma Le Pilko. Pedeni. Yeah, so he's asking. No, he's asking a Shaila. Machnitz appeals and all the shuls. Pidin Shvui. Oma. So he said. Now we learned in the Mishnah Meichatz, maybe it's born of Leib Vikechovim. In Poydim, no, he said, I will Poydim as Habonim. But you Poydim the Bonim. Why you Poydim the Bonim? Mishum Kilkulo. We Poydim the Bonim, Shlo Yitamu Bein Ha'akum. Choshkein Hoche, the Ike Ktola. So here, besides, so we should zicha be Poydim, because besides the kilkul, which is applicable by him, there's a suffix bikuach nefoshes. Now let us just see Rashi, and then we'll see this is a shreklach and shreklach gemara to understand. Mishum kilkula, that if he dies, shlo yutmu boi b'dei kechove, v'yum dumi masayim. So we see this achiev p'diya alts kilkul. U'bechai evim lekelameich ishlochi dimintu lo abuay. Father will take care of them. But Lachemisa, so then we right away make appeals, so we have to take them out. So it's a heilike, heilike chsamsai. He says he does not think what's lying here. Number one, he said, he gave a gdom on the Mishnah, based up a gemor in Kedushin, a posik a chumish, gulati aloi, on the father. Shloyit mebein ha'akul. And that's why we lay some mice. After three times, Magazuk Pshat in the Mishnah, we see that, he's driving to be Nitma Bein Hakim, so we won't be paid him. But fine. So first of all, a person who we have to declare that he'll be Nitma Bein Hakim, so we say, the Kindalach, nothing whatever, the Tata is Dogda, the Tata will become the same Shegit that they're going to become. That's Kasha number one. He buys by Tzorchi and Golda, doesn't understand what Rashi said. Because I think the Eitzah brings down from Ksav Seifer. I once heard, a father once came to me, he asked me how his son is learning. So the father said, let me tell you one thing. My son's Yetzar I don't have. So my mailer, for my son I can father that he should learn good. By me? No. I am my Yetzar, but only my son's Yetzar. So the Dachshund brings on the Ksav Seifer. He'll be Nitma Bein Ha'akum. That's his Yetzar. But the kinder, I mean, he doesn't have their Yetzar. So he'll make sure that they should be from. That means on himself he has Terutzim and does, but on the kinder, that's what the Ksav Seifer Dachshund says. Oh, this is Kasha number one. Now the Gemara makes a Kal V'chaimah. The Gemara's making a Kal V'chaimah. Madoch. Madoch, for the children, we're paid to them. As soon as they get into a matzav of kilku, they're taking care of course mother father's life. As soon as they get into a matzav of kilku, we pay to them. They should become the skalko. So our pay them as a bonim mishim kilkula. So here also the here there's a chash kilku, and then there's a chash ktola also. Rav Seifer says he doesn't understand that this whole kavuchayme. He says that he mentioned before by him kilku. There's no chash kilku by him that we should worry about his kilku. If he did on his own accord, Pasha speaking about this very affair, he's a muzik over here. Most also the Mishnah. So if he's doing it on his own accord, that he's selling himself to Goyim, so on him we don't have to, the children, Nishkazindik, the father sold them to Goyim, so we have to make Shushle Tao Beina Hakum. He put himself in this matzah one time after another time, a third time, so the male is, what's the kosh came from the kinder? And the same thing, but kosh can also be ketole. He says, what was the ketole? Iu al nafshe lechayis, anan nefesh le nafshe. Some sefer says, he sold himself to cannibals. Oh, pekuch nefesh. He's not pekuch nefesh over here. You sell yourself, so then, he blames about tzachin, he doesn't understand anymore. Al koponim, Al Koponim is this, somehow Rav Ami said that there's a mitzvah to be paid to him, because of Kilku, of Ktole, there's a mitzvah to be paid to him. Omule Rabbono Rav Ami, so they heard the psak of Rav Ami, how you saw Mumor, you listen, before you put up a Kilkoire, to be paid to this person, let the mitzvah tell you who this tatzke is. The kachos lay the kachol in the melech atreifes. We saw him as Adam the Sayyid in the melech atreifes. I may well listen, but they're mentioned to make a appeal to Yishuyim. Omar lohu, so Rav Ami said, he didn't have money to buy glad kosher flesh, so man, was all the time, he's hungry. It was a Yitzray talk for it, but there's still a mitzvah to be paid him. Duch kefal. Omer alei was dimnin di keteire b'isura kamei b'shove keteire b'och l'isura. He said, we have Edim. We witnessed there was once Chazan got kosher flesh, and he went pushed away the glad kosher flesh, and he ate in the bales of treifes. Omer alei. Then Rav Ami told this person, "Zil leika shavkili d'afrikinach." They don't. I would love to be paid to you, but lost managed. Emel et yavnu tekaachu lehaben min elamuma ube minim odemrinim eridim avolay malim avolmuma aminin hasam sami mikan muma achlisur eidim heidu olav. Kein ba'avoichol nevelis lachis. Zog de gemara weiter. Reish lokish zovin napshei lulidoi. Amir de kamais over here. Reish lokish sold himself lulidoi. Shokol ba'adei. Now when he sold himself lulidoi, we have to remember the gemara says about Metzia. Reish lokish in his younger years was a reish listin. It was amir de gegibber. Later, in the tshuva, it became the Hedlike Reish Lakish. Zoven Avshe Luludoi. Shokol Ba'adei, he took with him Chayso V'Galgalto. He took along a sack, V'Galgalto. So let's see what Rashi says. Chayso V'Galgalto, sack kosher. There was a knotted sack. Upkiye. And there was a pkiya. Pkiya was like threads. A pkiya says like a wound up threads, which is also a very soft thing. But this was only a disguise. That means if you look into the sack, you just see a sack and some threads wound together. But under the threads, there was a very heavy stone or lead, which was a very dangerous thing if someone would get a zetz with the sack. The kitzah, he sold himself.
Oma, Gemiri, I know these Ludoi, the Yoyme Basre, called the boy Minai Ogdilai. That these Ludoi, the cannibals, they eat. But the last day before they kill him, they ask what his last request is. And then Mamala, the last request. Ki heichad aleichel ademei. So what does Rashi say? Yoyme Basre, kshahir genoisoi, the aleichel ademei, sheyimchel adam. And you're like this. That means you, whatever you want, we'll do for you. But I should be going to kill you. But listen, with whatever you want me to do for you, you should be Moichel. That's how Rashi learns. Right? Let's look at the Oruch on the side. Perish kivin choisin leiratzoinay mismasik domay v'yesh lahem baitam. There it wasn't such so not as l'shem shemayim as Rashi made it. That means they're going to eat him and. It'll be forbittered and so it won't be a delicacy. So, but if it'll be happy, so mamish will tap on the blood and it'll be mamish a delicacy. Eat him up. Yeah. Yoyme basra omolai may nechalach. Well, how could we make you happy? What can we do for you? Omolohu, so he says, I want beine akmatinchu, I want to tie all of you up. Vayisvinchu, and I'll sit you down. V'cholchad minaychi amchi chayso palde. And all of you, I want to give a patch with my sack, and then a halba patch. Now, he had this very, this sack with some threads in it wound up, so, no, that's what he wants, to give them a patch, and then they'll have, then they're satisfying him. So, they agreed to it. They were unaware what was hidden in the underneath the threats. Bekitza. So come Tinu. So they were masking. They tied them. Some tied them very good. The Svinu is called Chad Minayu Kad Machia Chad Chais. And now the Shlokish was a Gibalotzim. He gave them one Zet Nofet Nishmosai. So already he's finished. He left this world already. Chakino l'shine, so this dead corpse somehow let out a smile with his face, like he was smiling to him. Omalei, achuchi kamachaychis bi, you're making fun of me? Akati poshloch gabi palge de chayse. That means, don't laugh, don't make fun of me. I mean, I have another half a zetz I can give you. Kotlino kulu, he killed all of them. A very interesting mice. Now, what's shot in this mice? Now, let us see Taisviz. What Rashi says, just one second. Ekmetinchu, Vesvinchu, Likshir Eschem, Loishivchem. Chaiso Palga, Klema Maka, Bechatzi Maka. Taisviz says, Rashtokim, Zov, Nafshu, Doi, Kaidim, Shechozo, Lamutav, the Mistoma, Lehayim, Mitzalzo, Baatzmai, Kokach. Afterwards, to do such a thing, so the Helikir Ashlokish would do such a thing. The Ein Eliyahu wants to say that this is speaking about after he did tshuva, after he became a Ben Torah. He was looking for a tikkun. This was the Ashlokish, who was a Rosh Lishtim, who was a murderer. And he felt that this would be, these Ludoim, who were cannibals, was very dangerous to Klal Yisrael. He wanted to wipe them out. So he was Mois and Nefesh himself. He sold himself to the cannibals with his cheshbon, knowing that this whole Eitzah, that their Mamala, the last wishes, and he wanted to kill them all out. This also Tikkun of his listois, and he killed the Issel, but now he put himself in the Matzvah Sakana to wipe them out. Atzola for Klal Yisrael. That's what the Engel Yo wants to say. Novak va'osa Yosef ka'ochel v'shosi.
What is Rashi saying? Yosef, Bocha b'shosu kol yomov, kol ma'ashayim, istake lohei, mitzamtzen, latzniye liyein locho. Everything he ate up. He didn't leave anything for tomorrow. It's always about betochen. Omre lei brate, lei bois, midi le mizgi alei. The daughter told him, you don't eat a pillow. Omre lo abiti, kreisi, kari. My stomach serves as a pillow. Le mizgi alei, kar, iksas, lishan alok. Kreisi, kari, bitni, vishumen shebemaye, huli, kar, oksas. We'll come back to this. So I have something to lift me up. I don't have to be here by my stomach. It does the job. Ki noch nafshei shavei kabed amarike. It was nifte, left over a small kabed amarike, which is a very minute thing. Kor hanafshei bozvu lacherim chelam. I left this over. Bozvu lacherim chelam. So Rashi says, Marike Karchum, so it was Mesoini and left us over. So what's Pshat in this Maise? So then Moyol says, Amir the Kazakh. Rish Lakish was a listen. He stole from many people. It says, and Choshemish, but Amir the Kaloche, Mesadrin le Balchoit, Vein Mesadrin le Gazla, which means, If a person borrowed money, so then you gave him in the chosa, but you're misadid, you leave over something for him, bare essential necessities. A mita, a kar, a ksas. I mean, some bare necessities you should have that you don't take away. The rest, we gave it to pay up the chay. Misadrin le balchay. We make a siddur, he should not be hopeless. The aim is Adrim the Gazlan. A Gazlan, you don't, whatever is there, we take away. The Helike Rish Lakish wanted to chew there, he was a Gazlan. Those he knew he stole from, he wanted to pay back. Those he didn't know, he would be Oishet Zohar Adam. So therefore, he never left over a pillow for himself. There would be a pillow that he gave away to be a Tashlumin. This was Zohar Adam. For the Tashlumik Zayla, everything he had, he ate the food that he had and found it, but everything else was nothing left over. Everything he gave away to be a Tashlumik for the Zayla to pay up what he gazled in his younger years. So that is why, when he died, he was left over, Kabbat America, he was Mesoinen, Ba'ozvul Acherim Chelom, Zedein Olyo says, I could have given this also away. This could have been a tikkun also, I could have been done Zohar Rabim, even it's minute, but I could have used this, it's a shot. Whatever he had given away to be a tashlumim for the gzeilus. Zutaisvis, kreisi, kari, bakne, lishke, baobitn, kemini, bezvochim, reshloki, shlomi, amoi, makshe. He used to lay down, amoi, akponim, lishke, that was the derech, shchibe.